Danny, for Derry, it's very much, I suppose, of picking it up where they left off last Sunday against Fermanagh when they face Cavan tonight.
Tough game going to Brathnay Park, you know, all during our own time, going to Brathnay Park to play Cavan was always a tough match. I'm sure Cavan will have a lot of spectators out at it and very well supported. It'll be a tough match for Derry because there's a few changes again in the team, and you know, some in force, some just changed about, so it'll be an interesting match.
Yeah, and those changes are Owen McNichol in goals, Mark Craig at centre half back, and Mark Lynch at half forward, and Christopher Bradley in the half forward line. I suppose no great surprise to see Mark back in, Mark Lynch or Christopher Bradley either, because they both contributed handsomely when they came on last Sunday against Fermanagh.
Well, the two of them were excellent when they came on last week, you know, and I think, you know, Derry have been using their panel very, very well. Owen McNichol's getting wee starting goals, and he's been very patient during the McKenna Cup and the league to get a wee game, and he's a real good keeper as well. So it'll just be interesting to see how he gets on. Mark Craig's back from a knee injury last year, and he's come back stronger and faster, and looks very, very good as well. And there's a healthy competition for places developing the Derry squad, and with the Corian boys still to come back after their All Ireland final tomorrow, and I wish them the best luck in that. That'll be great.
Yeah, and of course there's quite a few others missing as well, isn't there?
There's boys out through injury and wee knocks and things at the minute, you know, Dermot McBride and a few other boys to come back, but I think it's a good strong panel at the minute, you know, and I think that's healthy for moving forward towards championship.
Yeah, and we've seen a slight change in style, have we, with Derry under Damien Barton?
I think it's a wee bit of a change, Tom, you know, I think the ball's been kicked, you know, something maybe you won't be that used to. It's been moved very, very quick into the full forward line. And I suppose size-wise, Derry has changed as well. You know, up front now we look very, very strong. See tomorrow the full forward line's Keelan O'Boyle, Ryan Bell, James Keelt. You know, every one of those players is 6 foot plus. And, you know, adding to that, they're also mobile as well. And that means the game can be played differently. If you're in a bit of bother and you need an old teammate of mine who used to say, launcher, you can launch her under the square and you know that you'll compete for it. And I think that's a big advantage, and that's maybe a reason why Derry can score goals.
Yeah. As you said, Cavan at home tonight, and obviously badly in need of points, will be encouraged by their performance against Tyrone, albeit defeat last Sunday in Healy Park. And I suppose given the success Cavan have had at under 21 in recent years, we're all waiting for the day when they will finally make their mark again.
I was at the Derry Cavan match in the McKenna Cup, and I know the team tonight has changed significantly from that. So they've been developing their panel of players as well. You know, they're using the full squad to see what they have, and I think that they'll be very keen to get 2 points out of the match tonight. Derry have a really tough game. I think last Sunday I took Derry the first half to get over the McKenna Cup final from the week before, and the second half it opened up a wee bit and they played a lot better football. As you said, Mark Lynch and Sammy Bradley come on and had a massive influence in the game. You know, Mark went to the edge of the square and was always a threat, and Sammy's distribution of the ball is exceptional, so it was great.
Yeah. Can they win tonight?
I think that Derry can win tonight. I think there's a belief in the squad at the moment that I think they're happy with the style of game that they're developing, and there's a confidence, I suppose, amongst them, and I think it'll be a really tough match, and I don't think they'll be a big pile in it, and I think Derry can win.